in hour number two, and you can bring up whatever you want if you dial in toll-free to 1-800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. Again, that's 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features are free, so enjoy them all on us. Again, freetalklive.com. We mentioned earlier this week that Ron Paul was planning a big press conference today, and it was supposed to be a major announcement. What's that noise for?
I just don't feel like it was a big announcement.
Yeah, it really wasn't. It really wasn't that big. But I did look at, I did watch it, and I did read about it, and it's my understanding. I'm just going to summarize it here. It's not really worth reading all the details. But basically, Ron Paul got up, invited Ralph Nader, Cynthia McKinney, Bob Barr, and Chuck Baldwin, who are the four major party candidates out there. There's always a bunch of other minor
there's a bunch of people that don't even make any kind of news. These people have made some kind of news.
These are people that are probably going to be on enough ballots to potentially win the election. They could possibly win the election.
Right. They are not excluded numerically from winning the election because they're not on the right ballots.
And so Ron Paul had invited all four of those third-party candidates to this particular press conference, and he got up and he gave a – I thought it was – he gave a good speech about
– I'm not saying it's not a good speech.
Right. He called for – to allow the third parties into the debate, which, of course, I've always thought was a great idea.
I don't understand how they can get away with not doing it.
Well, it's easy. The Republicans and Democrats are in charge of the debate commission, and they get to set the rules. And what they've done is they've set a certain bar that says that you have to be polling at X percentage. The last time I looked, it was like 15% or
something.
Right,
and hold on. Are these polls in some way – these aren't – legal? These are polls done by private organizations.
Well, the debates,
that's not fair.
The debates, are the debates legal? I don't know. It's just a debate organized by the campaign.
Then how can the politicians pass laws on who can get in the debates and who can't?
It's not a law. I don't believe it is a law. It's just they've set up the debates, and they set the rules for them. You could have your own debate, Mark, if you wanted to, and invite all the candidates to it. Whether they show up or not is another question. So basically what has happened, see if I can help you get this straight. The Republicans and Democrats for the Republican and Democratic National Committees have joined together to – they replaced the League of Women Voters back in the mid-90s. And if I'm getting my facts wrong, please correct me on this at 800-259-9231 because it's been a while since I've read them. But the League of Women Voters used to be in charge, and they let old
Ross
Perot in back in 1992.
And Anderson back in the 80s.
And so the Republican and Democrat muckety-mucks basically said, whoa, we can't have this anymore. That Perot guy got 19% of the popular vote. We can't let this happen in 1996. So they went and they formed their own little debate commission. And this is private, okay? This is, as I understand it, this is just the Republicans and Democrats organizing a debate group. It's the debate commissions. They set the rules, they set everything, including the temperature of the arena, right? They set every little rule they possibly can. And so they set the rules so that third parties could not possibly qualify to get in. In their current
so they
form.
Can use whatever criteria they want simply because it's not a United States thing. It's a party thing.
Right, right. And, of course, since it's the Republicans and Democrats that are organizing it, naturally the news organizations are going to come and cover it. ABC, CBS, they fall all over themselves to cover whatever it is the Republicans and Democrats are doing. So they've got guaranteed press coverage, so therefore they know the debates are going to go on television. It's not like they have to compete with a competing debate that is pulling off candidates and, pulling news media coverage. There are no other debates. With the exception of the third-party debates, organization like C-SPAN and the League of Women Voters put on these third-party debates where they invite all of the candidates, but of course none of the two major candidates will ever deem themselves
They'd be foolish to go get in those arenas because they're saying I'm on the second rung here.
Right. So they've set up their own little club. They've set up their own little debate forum, and they can exclude whomever they want based on whatever arbitrary rules they want to set up. That's the situation as it is today. And so Ron Paul was calling for a change to that. He was saying you need to let these people into the debates. It's a good idea. And he basically came out and said he's not going to endorse any of the third party candidates, but he does support the idea of his supporters choosing a third party candidate and going ahead and voting for one of them. And when Wolf Blitzer on CNN was pressing him to answer the question about, well, if you had to vote for one of the two candidates, which one would be the lesser of the two evils? And Ron Paul said evil is still evil, and he wouldn't vote for either one of them, and that he didn't really – he can't discern a much of a difference between the two anyway.
I support those answers. I just, you know, I just didn't feel like.
But can you vote for Ralph Nader?
You know, Ron Paul being the biggest thing that ever's happened to the Liberty Movement, and $20 million raised, and millions of it left over, and you know, the rally for the Republic. I guess I just expected something big, and. Go out there and vote for a third party candidate. Doesn't sound like that big thing to me.
What were you expecting?
I don't know. Something.
What else could it have been?
I'm moving to the free state and running for governor.
That'd be big. But Ron's old and he's going to stay where he is.
My son, Rand, is moving to the free state and running for governor. You know, I don't know. I mean, I would like that. That's what I would like to hear. I don't know that it makes any sense to have expected it, or I don't know what I expect. But
there was a little bit of drama that came unexpectedly today. Apparently, Bob Barr, who we trashed on quite a bit last night on the program, Nick and I, apparently Bob Barr had committed to being at this particular Ron Paul press conference. Apparently, Ralph Nader and the other guys, Baldwin and McKinney, were all there. But Barr didn't show up. And turns out that Barr apparently is alleged to have said something to the effect of, it's not worth it to go and be at this particular press conference. In addition, on the blog of one of the Bob Barr campaign members' MySpace pages, this campaign staffer for Bob Barr just gets on his blog and starts tearing up Ron Paul. Let me give you a little bit from this blog post here, just give you an idea of how vitriolic these Bob Barr supporters are and why they deserve to lose, if you were a Bob Barr supporter, why they deserve to lose your support. This is what the guy says on his MySpace blog. He invited, earlier today, Congressman Ron Paul held a press conference in D.C. where he said, well, nothing. He invited Libertarian Party presidential nominee Bob Barr and other candidates to stand behind him as he encouraged Americans to vote for anyone other than Barack Obama and John McCain. Ron Paul wasted the press corps' time with this press conference. It accomplished nothing and displayed a complete lack of leadership on Paul's part.
Well, now, I'm not saying that I disagree with what his statements are, but if I was on the Barr campaign, I certainly would not disagree with it. Look, if Ron Paul's getting up on a stage and saying vote for third-party people,
right.
Bob Barr likely is going to receive the benefit, the largest benefit from those votes. And I'll tell you, I found out last night what he was going to say up on the stage, and I thought to myself, well, if Ron Paul says to vote for Bob Barr, I was going to write Ron Paul's name in. If Ron Paul says to vote for Bob Barr, I guess I'll vote for Bob Barr. And now I'm not gonna.
So, you're not the only one.
I mean, there was the you know, you had for a moment in time a vote for me, and now I'm not going to do that because I won't vote for you. Sorry, Bob.
This is again the field director of the Bob Barr campaign, by the way. The other thing he says here, Ron Paul wasted the press corps' time. Of the four invitees, only Bob Barr had the sense to skip the event. So he's trying to spin Bob Barr's bailing out on this event as a sensible act? That's madness.
No, it's Bob a vitriolic act. It's an emotional act, and it's not one that it has any kind of class to it. I'm sorry, it's tactless.
Among the things in Ron Paul's statement was a reference to the principled non-voter, claiming they are sending a message and should start a league of non-voters to impact the nation and government. I think I would agree with that. That's a fine idea. So in other words, Paul stated that people should not vote for Obama or McCain and should vote for a third-party nominee unless they really don't want to. Allow me to set the good doctor straight. Principled non-voters count the same and have the same impact on America as lazy, apathetic citizens who simply do not care enough to be involved, to get involved and vote. There is no difference between the wannabe political philosopher who refuses to cast a vote out of principle and the lazy citizen who chooses to remain ignorant of the issues, the candidates, and his or her government.
I think that in the election arena, that's true, but if you're working as a principled non-voter and doing other things, you're probably doing far more than voting. Because the act of voting, I'm sorry, has done nothing but grow the government over and over again. Now, I'm not saying to not vote, because I'm probably going to vote. I don't know in the national election what I'm going to do. Because
George Phillies.
There's just nothing out there.
I never thought I'd be voting for George Phillies, but I just might.
He's on the ballot.
Just
in two states.
There's nobody else. 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. But then again, it is all about counting the votes. And as we found out, the votes can't even be counted correctly. So why bother? It's Free Talk Live.
So my diet's progressing along. If you hadn't heard, many of my pants have ceased to fit. So I'm trying to take off 10 or 15 pounds. Going on diets isn't easy for me. If I try to skip a meal, I freak out. I swear it's some kind of blood sugar problem. And if I try to take any kind of stimulant, I freak out. This makes most diets and diet supplements unacceptable. But I've found a solution. Dex C20. Dex C20 is all natural. It doesn't have any stimulants. I just take it and go. I don't try to forbid myself any food. I haven't changed my exercise patterns, and I'm still losing weight. More than 4 pounds at last count. Dex C20 is a two-pronged attack on fat. It's an appetite suppressant, and it reduces fat cell division and the resulting fat storage. You can find Dex C20 at most drugstores like Walgreens, CVS, or GNC. Pick up a bottle of Dex C20 in the gold box today, or just go to diet.freetalklive.com and start losing weight the easy way. Don't freak out. Take Dex C20.
Attention. This is an extremely urgent, self-reliant news bulletin. If you have ever wanted to produce your own cheaper-than-dirt survival food, this is going to be the most important message you will ever hear. Here is why. This network has just learned of a new video course that reveals the secrets of how to safely prepare and store all types of survival foods in an event of social unrest and food shortages here in the U.S. Grain shortages and hunger are spreading across the globe. Will troops guard the food supplies in the U.S. this fall? Don't wait. Learn the food shortage skills that can keep you and your family alive in a crisis. Get the details at foodshortageusa.com. That's foodshortageusa.com. Or you can call toll-free 877-327-0365. Don't wait for empty shelves. Go to foodshortageusa.com while you still have time. www.foodshortageusa.com or toll-free at 877-327-0365. Act now.
Every 22 seconds, a violent crime is committed. Are you concerned about your personal safety? Why wait for something bad to happen when you can take action now? Be smart. Be safe. Trust pepper spray instead of your luck. Pepperspray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all your non-lethal self-defense supplies. Pepperspray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web, including mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. Pepperspray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Pepperspray.com is proud to feature Saber brand Pink Ribbon Pepper Spray. For every Saber Pink Ribbon Pepper Spray sold, a donation will be made to the National Breast Cancer Foundation. Enter the word pepper in the coupon box and you'll receive 10% off your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to Pepperspray.com. That's Pepperspray.com or call 1-800-908-9988. Call today.
Hey, girl. Looking for a chemical-free hair relaxer that won't dry or damage your hair? Well, listen up. Now there's one called Curl Away. It's chemical-free and loosens and softens your curl, even lets it go silky straight gradually and without breakage. Apply right over your perm or kid's hair. It's that safe. I'm really impressed with Curl Away Curl Relaxer. At first, I was very skeptical and researched it just to make sure it was really safe and different. Let me tell you, I love it, love it, love it. I told both my sisters and niece about Curl Away, and now they're going to try it. With Curl Away, the results are gradual, and at this rate, my hair is looking so healthy and fabulous, I will not go back to a conventional relaxer. I just apply Curl Away like a relaxer and leave it on for up to 9 hours. And sometimes after washing, I use a loofah for extra shine and gloss. I'm really happy with Curl Away. It's a gentle, gradual relaxer and won't create a miracle overnight, but over time, the miracle will happen. So go get your Curl Away right now, girl. It's at select Walgreens or visit curlaway.com for more information and the Walgreens nearest you.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want if you dial in toll-free to 1-800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, so enjoy those on us, including updates. Get signed up. We keep you in the loop whenever there's something you need to know about Free Talk Live. Just go to updates.freetalklive.com. Get on the list for free. That's updates.freetalklive.com.
And the next time you have to deal with accounts receivable in your business, Think of SACL CAI. Think how much easier it would be if you turned over your accounts receivable to SACL CAI. They handle all these problems. They are respectful of your clients, and you don't have to deal with that crap anymore. You can get around to doing the business that you wanted to do, the stuff that you love doing, and you don't have to play with all these numbers and beg these people to get on their job and pay you. And SACL CAI will handle all the problems of your accounts receivable, from collections. They do early out billing. They purchase charged off receivables, and you can see their banner at freetalklive.com.
All right, 1-800-259-9231. I don't really want to go through any more of this particular blog post from one of the Bob Barr campaign officials. It just continues on with the vitriol and hatred directed toward Ron Paul, suggesting that Ron Paul should have just endorsed Bob Barr. Basically, the gist of the blog post is that shame on Ron Paul for not endorsing Bob Barr and instead endorsing all of, essentially putting his weight behind all of the third parties. And that is what the post is all about. And now, according to the Lou Rockwell blog, the original post, which was at MySpace, has been removed. So now they've apparently put their tail between their legs, and somebody ordered this thing pulled down.
You're damn right they did, because it's small, it's petty, and the whole act of not showing up, he should have broke his neck to be there.
Yeah, well, not that Bob Barr was really doing well at all. There was an article last month from David Nolan, the founder of the Libertarian Party, sort of analyzing the Barr campaign so far, and Barr has yet to even raise $1 million. Did you know that, Mark?
I'm not going to give it to him.
Yet to even raise $1 million. Now, Harry Brown was able to raise over $1 million in his in both of his campaigns. Again, a former Libertarian Party presidential candidate. I'm not sure how much Michael Bednarik was able to raise, but $1 million isn't that undoable for a Libertarian Party presidential candidate. So why is it that big name Bob Barr isn't able to raise even $1 million? What do you think the reason is for that?
Well, because he's half the party's alienated, that's why.
Right, yeah, you pissed off your best, long-time, most principled activists, and they have no reason to get behind somebody like Bob Barr, who doesn't even have any concept of what liberty's really about. It doesn't get behind anything that's in any way close to being principled. So the activists that have been fueling the Libertarian Party for the last few decades have essentially bailed out like I did, and I bailed before Bob was even nominated, but they bailed out since then and before then, and they've said, screw this, we're not getting behind this guy. And so he's been scraping the bottom of the barrel, trying to get whatever he possibly can for his campaign. So yeah, well, maybe he's getting a few TV interviews, but it's not translating into any cash coming in for him.
I think that that's to some extent what the problem is. Is the Bob Barr campaign's bitter at the Libertarians for not supporting him more, and the Libertarians are bitter at some Libertarians are bitter at Bob Barr for having been appointed nominated as the president, presidential candidate there for the party, and it's just not meshing well, and so therefore I understand why people are frustrated at the Bob Barr campaign, but to take it out on Ron Paul, who was probably going to, who's essentially, really, folks, this was an endorsement for Bob Barr.
Yeah, most of the, I would expect that of the people that support Ron Paul, they would probably break down into two camps. It seems very unlikely that most Ron Paul supporters would go with a Ralph Nader, or at least most of the ones I know. I'm certain that some of the Democrats that crossed over to Ron Paul probably would find Nader acceptable, because he is basically a socialist. But what would seem that the majority of them would split into two, and one camp would go for Barr, and the other camp would go for the Baldwin guy from the Constitution Party. It would seem that would be the way it would go. And so, yeah, you're right, Mark. A significant chunk of the Ron Paul supporters on Ron Paul's say-so would have been more than happy, I'm sure, to go and vote for this Bob Barr character. I wouldn't have recommended it, because I know Bob Barr's bad news. He's a former CIA agent. And he admitted on the air during an interview that the reason he's running for president is to reinstate people's belief in government. He wants people to believe in government again, and that's why he's running for president. If that doesn't sound like a CIA operation, I don't know what is. Not that I know what it is. But it sounds awfully pro-state to me. Anyway, so the Bob Barr campaign continuing to go down in flames. Just wanted to share that with you. If you were considering voting for this guy, think again. I don't know what you – if you're going to vote, I don't know what you should vote for. I'm not going to make any recommendations here because I think they're just all bad news. Ralph Nader, communist, Cynthia McKinney, just another politician. This character from the Constitution Party, he's just another theocrat from what I understand. And Bob Barr, of course, a former CIA agent. So, you know, write something in or stay home.
I've been all over the place on this particular election. I don't know what I'm going to do. Let me float something by you that I was thinking about in my 5-hour drive to Newark yesterday by myself to pick up my mom, and then obviously 5 hours back. And you're not going to like it. I just want you to listen to it and think about it from a strategic standpoint and try to divorce yourself from the emotion.
I don't think there's any strategy to this because, as we pointed out, even if you do go and vote, there's no chance. There's not even a guarantee it'll be counted correctly because the whole system.
About that, and from the standpoint that strategy essentially it works in small groups, but strategy in large groups is unlikely.
But go ahead with your point.
But if you're going to be there at the polls, you might as well check the other box. Remember, I'm going to be standing in that booth voting. Mm-hmm. On that day for local and state politicians, and so therefore it doesn't take that many more calories for me to mark somebody. From the standpoint that. I don't think, and I think you would agree, that we wouldn't want to see a Democratic House, a Democratic Senate, and a Democratic President, because they'd be able to more easily run things through.
Was that a question?
Yeah, essentially. Would you like to see a House, a Senate, and a White House of all the same party?
I think that's probably a bad idea, but I'm not going to vote for any of those people.
Well, it would seem to me that we're going to lose the Senate because they're 20
seats. Who's we?
I guess I'm saying Republicans.
Okay.
Republicans are going to lose the Senate based because there are 27 seats that are sort of threatened, and they have the chance of getting 10 more seats in a different direction. So there's 17 seats to the Democrats that could likely go to the Democrats. The House is already Democratic. And it would seem to me, even if I don't vote for a Republican in the Senate, that I probably should for the White House just to keep some kind of balance and bickering going on.
I think you are going through some sort of insane madness in your head. I don't really understand it, Mark. I don't understand why you keep coming back to wanting to vote for one of the two major parties. I think that it really won't matter a hoot what ends up happening because, first of all, you can't predict what's going to come down in those Senate and House races. There's no way to predict that in advance. It could fall any way. You never know what's going to happen. And really, George Bush signed virtually every bill that came across his desk, so I don't really expect any significant
opposition. House and a Republican Senate.
But then the Democrats got in charge in 2006, and he's been signing bills ever since then. So, you know, whatever. It really, to me, it
doesn't
matter.
He had his first vetoes in that time frame.
It's just theoretically.
Like
theoretically, having a mix would be a good idea because less would happen. But that's only in theory. It doesn't play out that way in reality. In reality, they all scratch each other's backs and get each other to vote for things that they wouldn't normally vote for so they can get their bills through and so everyone else can get their bills through. The end result is government grows, whether it's Democrat, Republican, or whoever. So, no, I wouldn't vote for any of them for any reason. It's Free Talk Live.
Cameras are everywhere, above stoplights, on toll booths, and scanning the freeways just waiting to snap a photo of your license plate only to slam you with ridiculous fines. In California, red light tickets are as high as $400. Spray Your Plate is a spray-on photoblocker that protects against all types of cameras. Spray Your Plate photoblocker spray reflects and protects against flash photo images, making your plate unreadable. One can of photoblocker will pay for itself many times over, last forever, and is completely undetectable. You cannot afford to not be protected with Spray Your Plate photoblocker. Call 1-800-276-9601 or go to sprayyourplate.com. That's sprayyourplate.com. All orders are kept strictly confidential. You are no longer defenseless against Big Brother, who is watching us all. Go to sprayyourplate.com or call 800-276-9601. That's 800-276-9601 today. Don't give your money to the state. Spray Your Plate.
We live in a world of vanishing privacy. The added threat of invisible radio waves sending out personal information to anyone willing to receive them makes our privacy as citizens even less secure. The RFID tags and ID cards have been proven to be not secure. Thieves are able to read information stored on these tags to steal your identity. Protect yourself from ID theft with our RFID blocker, available as a wallet or passport case. ProSpy.com offers simple, affordable personal protection. Many countries, including the U.S., have begun to institute RFID in passports. Why take a chance? This is your personal information. Protect yourself. ProSpy.com also offers a complete selection of spy gear and security equipment, including bug detectors, camera finders, countermeasure equipment, and night vision gear. ProSpy.com is your source for high-quality spy and security equipment. Visit us online at ProSpy.com. That's ProSpy.com today.
The pharmaceutical recalls of such products as Vioxx and Celebrex have left many searching for safer options. Nature's Renewal Supreme Joint Formula provides glucosamine and chondroitin sulfate to regenerate healthy cartilage. Hyaluronic acid, a vital component for your soft connective tissue and natural body lubricants of your joints, and vitamin C to produce collagen, all are essential for healthy cartilage and joints. MSM, CMO, and curcumin act as natural anti-inflammatory agents for safe and natural relief. Nature's Renewal combines all of these ingredients to form the product you've been looking for. Supreme Joint Formula. Call 1-800-383-8474. That's 1-800-383-8474. Or visit us at pncdistributors.com. That's P, the letter N, C, distributors.com. Mention coupon code GCN and receive a free bottle of our companion topical roll-on product. Guaranteed or your money back.
If your body isn't feeling too well these days, you're gonna start taking this hemp, I say, go to hempusa.org. You may not like what I'm about to say, but you know I'm gonna say it anyway. The government doesn't want the best for you. They keep you down, they keep you blue, they starve your body for all its nutrients. They won't let you grow industrial hemp. It really doesn't make any kind of sense when it's so healthy for the world and useful for you, my friends. I hope Mr. Bush will hear this song, for the heart of America wants this one. Go to hempusa.org. If you're a truther, an anarchist, or renegade, you only want things that God has made, go to hempusa.org. We offer free shipping anywhere in the States. Go to hempusa.org.
Are you tired of searching for Freak Talk Radio? Well, search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything. Dial toll-free to 1-800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line for you, 800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We've got live streams, broadband version, and dial-up versions of the show, both free for you. Just go to listen.freetalklive.com and get tuned in there. That's listen.freetalklive.com. Travel less and meet online. Try WebEx free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code 600 to start your free trial of WebEx. Why bother driving to the meeting? Why bother spending all that money on gas? Use WebEx, WebEx.com. And again, use that promo code 600 to get your free trial of WebEx started today. 800-259-9231. We go to your phone calls, and we'll start with Indy in Connecticut. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Indy.
Good evening, guys. And
hey,
three quick points.
Yes, sir.
Number one, I spend a lot of money in Newegg. I heard the other day you guys have an affiliate program there, so I'm hoping to do my part on Newegg.
Right.
Stop with you guys.
Newegg.freetalklive.com will get you through the door. That will give us a percentage, so thank you for that.
Absolutely. Number two, I'm getting bummed about the situation getting fixed nationally. I'm a borderline free state project guy. Can I split time in New Hampshire with Connecticut? Do you know how that would work? Legally and voting and all that?
Sure. You can be a citizen. Well, essentially, you're a resident wherever you say you're a resident. And New Hampshire has some of the most lax voting laws in the nation. Essentially, you can walk in as a warm body and vote. I'm not kidding you.
Yeah, it is true.
You may have to fill out a piece of paper and make some claims, but you can basically say, are you denying me the right to vote? And they'll get frustrated and flustered and they'll let you vote.
Yeah,
yeah, I'm the activist type. I work all over New England. I care about where I live and I want to do my business. So that is really good to hear, guys. Thank you.
You know, you could I was registered to vote for quite some time at a P.O. box, and it's legal in this state to be registered at a P.O. box.
Is that so true? I still haven't verified that.
If Dennis says it's true, then it's true as far as I'm concerned.
All right, there you go. So does that push you over into actually going and signing up for the Free State Project, or have you already done that?
I have not yet, guys. I mean, I'm an amplifier. I do my thing, but my wife doesn't want to move 100%. But I'd love to split time, and if I did 51% there, so to speak, I could do my thing.
Yeah, absolutely. That's not a problem, and that totally qualifies you for a membership in the Free State.
This might be the last selling point for my wife. And one more final blast.
And also, hey, before you get to your third point, bring the wife up to the Liberty Forum next year or to Porcupine Freedom Festival.
We intended to go to Pork Fest, and work precluded that this year, but I'm definitely down for the next one that comes up.
Yeah, once she meets some of the people that are actually part of the movement, that might do a lot to help assuage whatever concerns she might have about being around people like this or being up here and who it is that you're going to be associating with. It's a great group of folks, and actually meeting them in person, I think, does a whole lot.
Keep her away from Ian. He's weird.
Yeah, I'm gonna fall.
So are we. We'll fit right in. And, Ian, I'm a little bit disappointed about you talking about not voting, because then we get – if you don't vote, you get counted in with the rest of the apathetic people who can't show up, won't show up. I just wish you would say just show up and vote for whoever you want to. At this point, but a lot of us listen to you, Ian. Well, you're somewhat prophetic, both you guys are, and for you to say don't show up.
Do you think that there's any point in telling, to defend my nutball co-host here, do you think there's any point in him telling people to go and vote for Paris Hilton? I mean, I haven't endorsed anyone. I'm only talking about whether I go or not.
There's a bit of value to that. At least you're counted as a voter.
Yeah, but I mean, you, how much do you waste in gas and productive time during the day and stuff like that? I don't know. I think you may very well do more for America by not driving to the polls and continuing working.
Who cares if you're counted as a voter? I mean, look, I have no problem. I'm not completely against the idea of voting yet, because I still feel like it's just a little game that the politicians allow you to play. And, you know, on a local level, it could have some effect. So if you've got somebody local that's worth voting for, and there are some candidates here in New Hampshire that are worth it, then go ahead and show up. But if all you're going to do is go and vote in the presidential election, I don't really see anything that's persuasive.
I'm almost on his side on this one. If it's just for the presidential election, I do recommend that you have a heck of a lot more sway. For instance, there was a race that I was very concerned with here in the town I live in, and it was 90 to 166 was the vote total. I mean, is 70 people, you know, actually, if of those people, 35 had switched their votes, or you could have gotten 70 people to the polls additional, you would have, you know, the whole thing would have changed. So,
presuming they were counting the votes accurately.
I believe here in New Hampshire they try their very, very darndest.
It was right here in New Hampshire that they found the vote fraud last year, the primary.
Wasn't fraud. Those were mistakes of the, you know, the seals not being on correctly and all that other stuff. Just because the seals aren't on correctly does not, in fact, mean that the vote counts are wrong.
There's
pretty
suspicious stuff going on.
There's suspicious stuff. It's a national election. There's a lot at stake. On a local election, there's not nearly as much as stake, especially when you're talking about 400 state house seats here in town. I mean, people lose those elections and go,
You know? So, what was your third point, Indy?
I got to it. It was complaining to you about telling people not to show up to vote, guys.
Oh, sorry about that. I guess I lost track there.
From Indian, Connecticut, vote. Be counted. Show up. It can't hurt. Yeah,
but you're not going to be counted. I mean, I understand that they'll count your write-in vote or whatever, but it won't show up anywhere. It's not going to be relevant.
Guys, if we could get any third party going, any third party in some competition in the marketplace of voting, That is an improvement to me.
But the third parties have been trying it for years, dude. They're not going to let the third parties into the debates, so you're already excluded from possibly winning. If the third parties can't be seen with the other parties, then nobody knows they really exist, and they don't take them seriously. And so voting for Ralph Nader or Bob Barr or one of these other characters is not going to result, in most places, in your votes even being seen. Most of the news organizations are going to ignore the third parties.
In Ohio, you have to register as a write-in candidate if you can believe something like that. I mean, I don't know whether
ridiculous.
How it is. It is. It's
call
absolutely
me an idealist,
nuts.
But I'm preaching trying and not quitting in all forms. Yeah,
you're
of,
an idealist.
Are you preaching voting or are you preaching voting for a third party candidate? Is that what you're what
just
are you saying?
Just try. On all fronts. I don't stop in any front of my life. I do my thing in whatever way, and that's what I'm talking to you guys about it tonight.
I love the idea of voting. I've never been able to vote for a president in my life, and I really want to. I'm 37 years old, and it's just been, illegal for me to vote at any point, and I haven't been able to. I voted for governors. I've managed to get squeeze votes in here and there in Florida, and this is my first one that's going to count, but, gosh, I really hate the choices I have.
Thanks, Indy, for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. I understand where he's coming from. I mean, I used to think that the system mattered and that voting was important, but I've become so jaded and cynical after seeing so many stories about not only voter fraud, but seeing how the government, nothing has changed over all the years. Nothing significant has really changed when it comes to these elections, one after the other. Really, I can't agree with Indy on this. I mean, I wish I could, but I can't.
I understand where you're coming from. Here's one other direction. You know how people will often say, and I know I get it all the time, look, what you're doing here isn't the way to go about it. What you need to do is you need to elect the representatives, blah, 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 to get what you want done, right? Does that sound like you've heard that before?
No, sure.
Well, if you say
use the system.
Voting doesn't work, then you're saying, I haven't voted, and whatever you're saying is invalid because it's just a bunch of crap. If you say, that the person's going to react one way to that. If secondly you say, look, I vote every single time, and the people I vote for simply don't get elected. Mm. So what you're telling me is to suck it up because I lose. And I don't want to do that anymore.
I think that's a good
point.
I
think it's a stronger position.
Yeah.
Slightly stronger position.
Yeah, I like that. Let's go to your calls and talk to Ron in Texas. Ron, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, guys. Thanks for taking my call. I just wanted to call. I am not a big Bob Barr supporter at all. However, had he shown up today at the Ron Paul press conference, I probably would have voted for him. However, him not showing up kind of confirms my suspicions about him, and I will not be voting for Bob Barr on the election.
Me too.
Yep. You're not the only one. The guy's bad news. People got the clue in advance, and he just keeps dropping all kinds of proof that this is not a man that understands anything about liberty or even being a third-party candidate. I thank you for the call, dude. 800-259-9231, and it looks like the Libertarian Party is in damage control mode over this. It's Free Talk Live.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with the very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized a contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code 600 to get a free trial and a free webcam too. Remember that code, 600, to qualify for the free webcam. WebEx, now part of Cisco and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try, free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code 600. WEBEX.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
collectors, outdoor enthusiasts, survivalists. The Army Navy store from your memory as a child is just that, a memory. But there is still one place to find everything from gas masks to ammo cans and find it cheap. MaineMilitary.com. Get hard to find objects like real wool blankets for under $20, canteens for just $2, or trioxane fuel for just $1 a box. M-A-I-N-E Military.com with free shipping on items over $150, not including heavy items. Find surplus items for cheap now, like 30 caliber cleaning kit for just $2.99 a piece or a dozen for $30. Flare pistols are only $25. Want to add a brand new Israeli gas mask to your collection? Kids and adult sizes are just $20. Get G3 mags for just $2 or a military fuel can for only $16. Add the siphon holes for another $7.99. Find it all online at MaineMilitary.com. With shipping throughout the world, check out MaineMilitary.com or call 877-608-0179. That's 877-608-0179. Call today.
If your credit card debt has gotten out of control, if you're over your head at monthly payments, here's one powerful secret that credit card companies don't want you to know. You have the right to settle your credit card debt for a fraction of what you owe, allowing you to cut your debt up to half or more. That's bad news for credit card companies, but it's great news for you. We're Consumer Debt Advocate, and we'd like to offer you a free consultation that will help you start eliminating credit card debt. For your free consultation that will set you free, call 1-800-982-9254. Don't ruin your credit by declaring bankruptcy. Settle your debt and move on with your life. During your free consultation, you'll find out what the credit card companies don't want you to know. For your free consultation that will help you settle your credit card debt for a fraction of what you owe, call today. The number is 1-800-982-9254. 1-800-982-9254.
Are you tired of hearing that a cure for cancer is coming, but it will be available sometime in the future? At Lays Med Inc., the future is here. Now it's cancer's turn to die with our patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can kill skin cancer and breast tumors of any size and many other types of cancer without adverse side effects at our outpatient facility. We offer a real solution using real science. Our unique approach to cancer treatment is what everyone has been waiting for. A simple, easy way to eliminate the threat of cancer. Laser technology at its best. To receive an information packet, call our treatment center at 501-255-0528. That's 501-255-0528. Or visit our website at LaysMedInc.com. That's LaysMedInc.com today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You take control. Bring up what you want via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features, they're free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. And if you like the show and want to help support Free Talk Live, then we ask that you become an amplifier. Head over to amp.freetalklive.com to get on board with the AMP program. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. And the idea is you send in $3 a month to the show via any major credit card and also PayPal and some other options we have for you. And we'll take that money and reinvest it into the program, getting on more radio stations and more internet connections around the country and around the world. So if you like the message on this program, then get behind us and get some perks too, like access to the AMP-only call-in lines, chat room, forum, and more. All the details are there at amp.freetalklive.com. Now, normally, you know, Mark, I find politics absolutely detestable, and I don't generally like to talk about it, but I do, I do still have some interest in what's going on with the liberty, semi-liberty-oriented politicians out there, and clearly our listeners do as well. But thankfully, we do have a call on the line that will take us in a different direction here in a moment. But first, let's talk to Matt in Illinois. You're on Free Talk Live on the AMP line. Hello, Matt.
Hi, guys.
Hey, what's on your mind?
First off, I want to say thank you to Jason Osborne, and it's very cool. He'll understand what I'm talking about.
Yeah, he's a good man.
Wait a minute.
I don't understand what he's talking about, but I know Jason Osborne is a good man.
Is this a secret message? Are you shouting out?
No shout-outs.
No, I'm not shouting out. I'm just saying thanks to Jason Osborne. That's all.
Thanks be to SACL CAI.
The second thing is, since this came about and the whole voting thing, I just wanted to say, you know, I've voted since I could, mm-hmm. and I've voted every year. You know, anytime there's a vote, I go in and vote. This year, I'm seriously considering, rather than writing in Ron Paul, going in, taking a ballot, writing on it, this ballot intentionally left blank, and throwing it in that way.
It's an interesting idea. Something certainly a little bit different.
Just to let them know, hey, I'm not interested in voting anymore. And then about the money raised by Bob Barr, which was the original reason I called in.
Yeah, he hasn't even cracked $1 million yet, Bob Barr.
Right. And I think that perhaps Ron Paul got all his money because of the message he was delivering, mm-hmm. or most of it, a lot of it anyway.
I'd say so.
Because of the message he was delivering.
Yep.
Bob Barr is simply not delivering that same message.
Nope.
Bob Barr is obfuscating. If you've ever watched Bob Barr being interviewed and asked questions, he is a typical politician. He obfuscates. He avoids. He doesn't answer the questions.
Right. You know, there's a local talk show here that Ron Paul was interviewed in. In New Hampshire, this happens all the time.
Yeah.
You know, early in the election season, being the first primary and all the politicians really kiss the butts of New Hampshireites. But the talk show host said, I've gotten more answers out of you in the first 20 minutes that we've talked than I have out of politicians, presidential candidates I've talked to for hours on the show, for an hour or something like that. I can't remember exactly.
And that was about Ron Paul.
That was Ron Paul, and that was, you know, he gives answers. There's, you know, he straight up gives answers.
Yep. This Bob Barr character is a joke and an embarrassment to the Libertarian Party, but hey, you know what? They're done for as far as a third party is concerned. But your thoughts continue. Go ahead, man.
Yeah, all right. And so even if he would come out and deliver that message, no one's going to believe him. He has no track record. Like you said, he obfuscates. He doesn't come straight out with the answers and say it like Ron Paul. He's not a straightforward person. And That's about all I have to say.
I think you're absolutely right. I appreciate the analysis, and I thank you for the call. 800-259-9231. It's just, you know, it is sad watching the Libertarian Party go down in flames, swirling down the toilet bowl. It's sad as somebody who was involved for as long of a period of time as I was. And I
donated that much money, you know.
Right, and I haven't even been involved for that long. I mean, there are some people that have been involved for decades that put a lot of time and sweat and effort and money into this organization, hoping that it would bring the message of liberty to as many people around the country as possible. And for a while, it did a great job of it with people like Harry Brown running for president. But now with this change in direction, this shift, I don't think there's any coming back from this for the Libertarian Party. So it's like watching a train wreck. I think that's why I'm talking about it on this program, because it's that kind of level of interest for me, just kind of watching it all happen and being sad and, oh, well, what can you do, right? Let's move on. Let's do the Free State Project. Let's get the activists together here in New Hampshire.
Yeah, this is the only hope, I'm afraid. Yeah.
And make this these changes happen. Whether they be political or market-based, there's all kinds of activism going on here in New Hampshire, and something will fit your fancy up here, I guarantee you. Let's go to Cliff in Miami Cliff. You're on Free Talk Live on the Amp Line.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
What's on your mind tonight, sir?
On my mind tonight is the age of consent.
All right. Finally going in a different direction.
Yeah, and it's been a while since you guys talked about this, so I figure I'll plug in my two cents about it.
All right.
Well, let me ask you a question first. You would agree that the primary biological function of sex is to have kids?
Sure.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
All right. So based on that premise, I'll come on and say that basically the age of consent should be puberty.
I think that's reasonable.
Of sex or whatever else, whatever age you reach puberty at would be your age of consent.
Yeah, I think that's reasonable. Though at the same time, I mean, what about other things like incest and other bizarre sexual behaviors? I mean, should there be prohibitions on things like that, do you think?
Well, as far as incest or anything like that, I don't think there should, because, again, I think what you guys have said before as far as, like, ostracism, you know, really works, because that's something you can't stop, because I know I've met people whose parents were, like, first cousins or whatever else, and I think it's weird, you know, but, you know, that person themselves are pretty cool.
There's actually a lengthy, I actually have a lengthy blog post about somebody who fell in love with their sister, and they had this long relationship, and to the, you know, to the rest of the world, it seems bizarre and unusual.
What are you going to do about it, though? I mean, what's the rest of the world going to do? They pass a law, and then... And what do they do? You're not,
exactly.
Who gets thrown in jail for incest? So I think that people are always going to find it quite, you know, relatively repugnant. I do. But there's nothing that I'm going to do about it. If I found found out some people were brothers and sisters that I know that are in a couple, I think it's weird.
Yeah,
but,
people are behaving in a fashion that does not involve consent. And there, you know, there's somebody that's being hurt, then that situation needs to be broken up. That needs to be taken care of. But if the person, the individual, whatever their age is, if they are consenting and it can be shown that they're consenting to it, I think that the only sensible thing to do is to ostracize those participants. Because as you say, you know, what's the point in putting those people in a jail cell? What's the point in all that?
Exactly.
Who is the victim? If the victim doesn't believe they're a victim, then do you really have a victim? You could define him or her as a victim, as the gentleman, Lou from Miami, had called one night to suggest that I was victimized at age 10. Now, I don't think I'd hit puberty at age 10, but he was suggesting I was victimized by my next-door neighbor when we had a little hanky-panky action together in his bedroom. And I was fully aware of what it was that I was doing, fully able to make those decisions, and to suggest that I was victimized is an insult to my intelligence. And so,
and the other part, the other part about the whole incest thing is, if you go back far enough, you know, we're all related somehow. So, you know, what degree of separation, you know, would you say is okay, and beyond that, it's not okay?
Yeah, it's all arbitrary,
like
right?
Or cousins,
right.
Exactly.
Yeah, you can't have sex with your direct family, but your second cousin, that's okay. It's a great point. And who sets those rules? Just politicians making arbitrary decisions. That's all.
All right. That's it for me.
Good call, Cliff. Appreciate the discussion. 800-259-9231. Oh, and hey, we're here doing a show tonight, Mark. The Large Hadron Collider did not end the world last night after they
thank goodness.
Set it off.
I hadn't even thought of it all day long, you know, and I've been thinking about the whole idea of super colliders for, I guess, a decade and a half now, wondering when one of them was going to, in fact, start the next Big Bang, and apparently it's just not going to happen.
Well, apparently they, according to the Associated Press, a small blip on a computer screen sent champagne corks popping amongst physicists in Switzerland. And researchers around the world were watching via satellite. The blip was literally of cosmic proportions, representing a new tool to probe the birth of the universe. The world's largest atom smasher passed its first test Wednesday. As scientists said, their powerful tool is almost ready to reveal how the tiniest particles were first created after the Big Bang, which many theorize was the massive explosion that formed the stars, planets, and everything. Rivals and friends turned out in the wee hours in Illinois in pajamas.
So I wonder about their choice of verbiage here. If you're looking for the birth of the universe, exactly where do you probe?
I don't know.
I just thought it was a really sick choice of words. Go ahead.
But the testing has begun. It has been successful, and they did some trial runs, and then they fired a beam of protons clockwise around the 17-mile tunnel of the collider deep under the rolling fields of the Swiss-French border and succeeded in sending another beam in the opposite counterclockwise direction. So, you know, it doesn't sound like a whole lot in the description, but this was apparently a pretty big moment for science, and who knows what sort of technologies and new abilities this will allow us to uncover and to harness for ourselves, and what new wealth we'll create from it. Hour 3 is coming up. Free Talk Live.
Over 7,000 business books are published each year, and every one of them is hyped by its publisher and has some nugget of information for you. But you don't need to read them all. E-Chapter One has a team of literary journalists that scour through them to bring you executive summaries of the best business books. Go to eChapter1.com and subscribe to Executive Summaries for Leaders. Use discount code FTL to get a free one-month subscription, and when you renew, you get a $30 discount off the retail price. That's E as in easy, chapterone.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Did you miss your favorite shows on GCN today? Thanks to the continued support of our listeners, subscribers, and sponsors, we are proud to bring the GCN audience a new and exciting way to listen called On Demand.
Available on GCNlive.com on demand plays each show continuously until the next time the show goes live. It's simple to use. Just go to GCNlive.com, click on the on demand button, and find your favorite shows. Don't get discouraged. Get on demand. Free. Thanks again to the listeners at GCNlive.com.
Drink and mate.